Failure mode and effect analysis, FMEA. Failure mode and effect analysis, FMEA, is a systematic, proactive method for evaluating a process to identify where and how it might fail and to assess the relative impact of different failures to identify the parts of the process most in need of change. FMEA is a preventive approach. The manufacturing industry began using FMEA when studying processes and equipment. The major components are failure, a lack of success, non-performance, non-occurrence, or a breaking down and ceasing to function. It takes place when a system or part of a system performs in a way that is not intended or desired. Mode, the way of operating or using a system or process, or a way or manner in which a thing is done. A mode is the way or manner in which something, such as a failure, can happen. A failure mode is the manner by which something can fail. It generally describes the way failure occurs and its impact on a given process. Any step in a process can fail, and each failure may have a number of failure modes. Effects. The results are consequences of an action. Effects are the results of failure modes. They might be direct or indirect, long or short-term, or likely or unlikely. They are the result of the impact of a particular failure mode on the stability of the entire process or a portion thereof. A failure effect is the consequence that a failure mode has on the operation, function, or status of a process step. In healthcare, effects are typically classified according to the outcome of the process, that is, the impact it has on the recipient of care. Analysis. A detailed examination of the elements or structure of something, such as a process, substance, or situation, an FMEA team performs an analysis to determine possible failure modes and effects, the seriousness of the possible effects, and ways to eliminate or reduce failure risk and prevent harm. Part of the serious adverse and sentinel event investigation process may include conducting a FMEA. Teams use FMEA to evaluate processes for possible failures and to prevent them by proactively correcting said processes rather than reacting to adverse events after failures have occurred. This emphasis on prevention may reduce the risk of harm to both patients and HCP. FMEA is particularly useful in evaluating a new process prior to implementation and in assessing the impact of a proposed change to an existing process. The greatest strength of FMEA is that it helps in redesigning potentially problematic processes to prevent failures. Healthcare FMEA. From a risk assessment, the IP can prioritize initiatives to reduce or eliminate high-risk infections, the relative impact on the patient, and preventability so that they can focus their efforts on changes that can actually happen. Additionally, the IP may want to use healthcare FMEA, HFMEA, to identify possible failure points and re-engineer or redesign processes. The HFMEA helps the IP to identify and allow the organization to eliminate areas of liability from adverse patient outcomes, such as HAIs, patient injury, and death. Finally, the organization must include the IP's work and efforts in the overall strategic plan, which should examine whether the facility has in place ample IPC resources, equipment, and personnel to achieve a best practices standard of care. The United States Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, National Center for Patient Safety created the HFMEA for use in the healthcare industry. There are six main steps to the HFMEA: determine a process or topic to study. This is usually a process that has a high risk of harm if it fails. Convene an interdisciplinary team, IDT, with process or content experts. Develop a flow diagram that clearly identifies each step of the process as well as the steps of any subprocess. Brainstorm possible reasons the process may fail and rate each step using a Likert scale with a severity number and probability of failure. For example, the safety team may determine that when administering medications, storing similarly named drugs next to each other could result in patients receiving the wrong medications. The severity of this incident could result in severe harm to the patient. So the safety team would rate the severity of such an occurrence as high. They may also determine that the event is highly likely or probable. After rating failures and analyzing probabilities and occurrences, the safety team determines the actions necessary to eliminate any failures and redesign the process. Finally, the safety team identifies outcome measures to test the redesign process. HFMEA can be applied to a wide array of processes. For example, it can be applied to assess a facility's cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization processes and to establish which evaluation methods are most effective at improving outcomes. The tool can also be used to investigate circumscribed healthcare processes, such as ABX prescriptions, to identify potential mistakes along the chain of prescription, from pharmacy to patient. Exhibit 3-9 shows the worksheet for steps 4 and 5 from the HFMEAA tool, and Exhibit 3-10 shows the decision tree, a type of flowchart, for use in step 4. Exhibit 3-9, worksheet for steps 4 and 5 of HFMEAA. Source: U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VHA National Center for Patient Safety. Failure Mode and Effects Analysis, FMEA, Tool. Exhibit 3-10. Decision Tree for Step 4 of HFMEAA. Source: U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VHA National Center for Patient Safety. Failure Mode and Effects Analysis, FMEA, Tool. The Joint Commission's, TJC, standards mandate that healthcare organizations conduct an FMEA or HFMEAA every 18 months in an effort to improve patient safety. Healthcare facilities that are not accredited by TJC may still choose to voluntarily comply with this standard, or may be subject to similar mandates from other organizations. Many organizations find that using an FMEA or HFMEAA reduces the risk of adverse patient events and helps HCP proactively develop a systematic method to perform process improvement.